The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Clickbait. Can't wait to get started. Like always, we got Bachelor Nation news. We actually have a lot of it. We don't have a guest coming on this week, but we pulled some questions that you guys sent in. We're going to be answering all those. We also have the clickbait of the week. I don't even look at it anymore because Natasha just runs it. So that's how we're going to do it.
It's a pretty good one.
How's everybody today? How you guys doing?
Oh, I'm getting over a stomach virus, but, you know, we're surviving.
Yeah.
Stomach virus?
Yeah, honey. Yeah. That's why I got my dry toast over here.
Oh, I thought that was a cookie.
No, bitch, I wish. The thought of the flavor of a cookie makes me want to gag.
I kind
of
wish you were just sitting there eating a cookie.
I thought it was a cookie. Okay, well, I got my Celsius, honey, and we own one. Favorite Celsius flavor, Joe?
Ooh.
I don't really drink Celsius.
Something wrong with you.
The peach is good.
Peach. Ooh, I got my peaches out in Joe.
I don't like energy drinks. I like coffee.
Celsius orange is fire, and it's my favorite. The orange one is my favorite. I know it sounds basic, but it's the best.
Celsius and tequila is a great combo if you want
to
be.
Somebody said that, and I said, "To the moon we go."
Yes, honey, that's what I was drinking on our little photo shoot day.
You had tequila in that?
Yeah, just.
So Joe, you didn't move. You are a New Yorker. Tell me everything. Tell me how it was. What's going on?
The move was sponsored. We love this. Yeah, we love a free move.
Yeah, who told you about it?
Natasha.
Check out Joe's code.
I've been here since Sunday. The move was pretty easy. Took me like a day and a half. Serena.
Shout out to cousin. Cousin. Huh? Shout out to cousin.
Yeah, my cousin Teresa helped me. But yeah, I've been out here. I wouldn't consider myself a New Yorker. Wouldn't consider myself a New Yorker until I match the amount of time I lived in Chicago. So if I stay out here for 30 years, then I would consider myself a New Yorker.
See y'all in 30 years. So we can check in.
I will say I've been in New York for 8 years and I do not feel like a New Yorker. Even though when I go other places, people are like, "You're so New York." Because I don't know what it is about Chicago. I actually was watching this show last night. It's called Power Force. Have you guys seen that? It's called Power. Whatever. It takes place in Chicago. It's like a remake. It's like it's the second show from the show Power that took place in New York. And now this one's in Chicago. And I mean, just like looking at Chicago, it's like, oh, I know the street. Oh, yeah, it's home. Oh, yeah. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's like something about Chicago that will always feel like home. I don't know. Do you feel like that about Arkansas? Aren't you from Arkansas?
Yeah. I mean, Arkansas will always be home. I just don't really know if I want to like live there again. But
no, not live there.
I feel like a Nashvillian.
But you feel like you're...
They're really similar, though.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, that I helps. Feel like Chicago is so unique. I don't feel like anywhere that I've been has been like, this reminds me of Chicago. Nowhere. Maybe Amsterdam a little bit, the way that
Amsterdam?
It looks. A little bit.
Expect that.
I don't know why. Okay, don't listen
what,
to
the
me.
Dams? Is that what it is?
It's the water. It's being around the water, the people, like the chill vibes of it. I don't know. It's like a city, but it's chill vibes.
That is probably the worst comparison I've ever heard.
Wow. Okay, fine. I don't know. What else?
I'm glad. I'm glad you
have
put that out
there. Have you been to Amsterdam?
I have, yeah.
And you didn't feel like, wow, I could live here. It feels a little bit like Chicago.
I liked Amsterdam, but there was nothing about it. I was like, This feels like home.
Okay, sorry, guys. All right, fine.
If anything, I ate a space cake and I freaked out and didn't know where
maybe
I was.
Maybe that was it. Maybe it was high the whole time.
Is it weed?
Yeah, it's like they put like weed in like these little pound cakes.
Oh. Yeah.
to the moon. Nice.
Yeah, you will go to the moon. Should we talk about Bachelor Nation?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, guys. No guests today.
We have no direction today. Sorry. Our Bachelor Nation breakdown. First of all, first story of the day. Do we have a new Taddy Daddy?
Oh,
in Bachelor Nation?
He has claimed the he has claimed the throne.
James, our boy, yeah, Jamze, has a whole freaking leg sleeve tattoo.
Yeah.
Honey, yeah. He went uncut Jamze.
I mean, very bold move. I thought it was an April Fool's prank.
Yeah. See, I don't have any tattoos. I don't know the tattoo culture or if there's any, like, rules. But I've never... Like, usually people get, like, you know, one tattoo, two tattoos, you know, and they build up and then
start
all of a sudden,
slow.
You know, you start slow. He just, like, went all in and, like, I'm going to do my entire leg.
I'm trying to look and see what all he's on it.
43 hours, he said. Yeah, I messaged him. I said, is this real? He said, yeah, it's 43 hours. It took 43 hours.
I didn't even know a tattoo artist could do that. Clock. I thought they would have to, like... Take time, let some of the tattoos like heal.
Well, you do.
Well, the shading, I think. The shading, I think, is what they need to come back to like do normally. Because some of it isn't.
The kneecap, that looks painful.
Oh, yeah, the kneecap.
There's a sore
but honestly,
on there?
It is so hot. It's so sexy. I love it. I told them, I was like, this looks so good. And the thing that I love about it too is, you know, like James has I don't want to say corporate, but like, I mean,
well, he's super clean. He's super clean cut. Yeah. He's always shaven. I think his body shaved. His hair is always tight back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, unless he has shorts on, you would never know that he has this crazy tat on his leg.
Yeah.
And I think,
that's wild.
I think it's hot. It's a yes for me. And I like that it's only on one leg.
Yeah. It like instantly edged him up.
Yeah, there was this guy that I dated a while back, and he was a model, and from all of his tattoos were from the waist down. But he had like little small ones, but he had a bunch of them, and they were all from like the waist down.
I wonder why.
Interesting.
I feel. Oh,
I think because of the model thing.
They typically show.
I would never do my whole leg just because I wouldn't want to.
Would you ever get a tattoo at all?
No, I only because I feel like. I feel like if you don't get them earlier in life, like, I don't know. It just was a thing. Like a lot of my friends got them when we were in high school, and I just never did. And now I just feel like it would almost be like too forced.
No,
because I don't even know what I would
get.
I
see what you mean, though.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I feel like if I got a few in high school, I would probably add on now.
Mm-hmm.
But. To start
your
my
friends
first
that got
one?
Them that young though probably wish they didn't or probably don't even what they have anymore.
Yeah. Right. And I think too, like I look at tattoos as body art, and I think different times in our life, certain things happen. Like I have a pretty, I wouldn't say it's a big tattoo, but it's a long tattoo on my back.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget about it because it's on my back. I forget about it all the time because I never see it unless, you know. And then, like, people mention it sometimes. I'm like, oh, yeah, right.
I forget, too.
Yeah. And so I would totally get more tattoos because I think that there's sometimes, especially with, like, this is going to sound weird, but, like, with the mindfulness, there's certain things that you just kind of have to remember.
Yeah, and you look at it and it.
And it reminds you, like I see certain people with like the infinity tattoo, like they have it on their hand or on their wrist or something like that. When it's just like, you know, it's a symbolization of just like everything comes full circle. Like, and you just remember that, you know, when you're having a bad day or whatever, you know, there's just so many different, there's just so many different.
Girl, I have patience on my wrist and it ain't reminding me to do shit. This is my first tattoo and I'm like, why? Wow. I'm like, let pick that shit off the wall. Here it is.
You know what? When did you get that tattoo?
I was 18 in 4 days.
Your 18-year-old self knew that you was going to need to see this.
I guess. But like, none of them mean anything else. My more recent tattoos mean more. But at first,
I believe in you. One day you are going to accomplish that. You are going to have that. You're going to be like, I got this when I was 18. You're going to be 60. Like, I got this when I was 18. I finally know.
Right. You don't pray for patience. I learned that the hard way, because God will test you.
Praying for patience. You don't do that?
No, because if you pray for patience, God will give you circumstances that you need to be patient in. He will test your patience. Absolutely. If you pray for patience, God will test your patience. And then I'll be in traffic and be like, what the heck? And yes. God's like, you prayed for patience, girl. I tried to tell you.
Okay, so let me tell you something.
I pray for acceptance or tolerance.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. I prayed hard for patience, and I went through it. Me and God went through it. Mm-hmm. But I would categorize myself as a patient person now. Three years ago, goodbye.
Right. <No. laughs> I'm like scared to pray for it anymore.
No, it works though. Keep doing it. It will work. I promise you, it will work. Because would you categorize me as a patient person?
Patient?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody with patience?
Yeah. Opposed to not a non-patient person.
I wouldn't consider you a patient person.
Why?
I wouldn't consider you like, what would be the word?
Impatient?
Opposite. Impatient? Yeah.
That would be it. Yeah. thank you.
So
I would consider myself an idiot. No, I would say I wouldn't consider you like impatient, but I you also do have that city, New York vibe, and those people aren't really patient.
Totally. I'm totally not. Like, I'm definitely a go-getter, but I'm saying that.
Yeah, that's different than like knowing what you want and going for it. But
Exactly. But I would say, like my sister, if we asked her this question, she would be like, girl, night and day. Because I used to be a very much like, girl, but I was crazy. Mm-hmm. But God helped me out. Look, God worked on me. God worked on me. Don't worry.
Thanks, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Cheers to you.
All right, moving on. We went on a freaking tangent again. Okay, Impacts Our Nation. What is actually going on with Kristen Cavallari and Tyler Cameron? Did y'all see these steamy photos?
This is juicy.
So apparently, if you're living under a rock and you don't know about this, there are pictures that came out of Kristen Cavallari and Tyler C. very close. Were they kissing? Kissing in some? I think they were kissing in some. And these photos, and you're like, what is actually going on? Apparently, it was for a photo shoot for her Uncommon James jewelry line, but like, why do people need to be making out to promote jewelry?
People do that in campaigns. Models do that in campaigns.
I feel like she's always by herself in campaigns, and now she's got a sexy man that she just so happened to meet a little while back.
I don't know if it was the first time they met, but when he did, what's that show on E?
Daily Pop.
Yeah, he went on Daily Pop, and I believe she was hosting. Or one of the hosts, and they people were like, they have chemistry because they like danced or whatever.
Yeah, he
so gave maybe her a little maybe spin. from there, she's like, wow, we did have good chemistry.
Well, love she like for, asked him to like, be, yeah, part of the shoot. Yeah,
I mean, Tyler Cameron is very handsome on Instagram, but he is 1,000 times hotter in person. I think so.
I don't know if I've seen him in person.
I got a chance to meet him and his dad at a play. And they are just very precious people. They're precious.
Tyler's cool. I like Tyler.
He's got a good swag about him.
He's tall.
I thought you were going to say bone structure.
that as well. He's also very handsome.
He's taller in person than I would have thought. Tyler's got to be, I think he's probably like 6'4".
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's tall.
Even better.
I don't know how tall. Yeah, he is. He's definitely tall. I had heels on and he was definitely still towering over me. And he's like, you know, wide too. So
broad. Yeah.
Yeah. Broad. Yeah. I guess that's a better word to say. But they are very two sexy people, Kristen and Tyler. So.
Right. Why not? This is all speculation, obviously. But
also.
They do look great together.
But also, you cannot be with anyone. We cannot be with the opposite sex in this bachelor world.
Oh, no.
Even walking next to them without people thinking that you're dating them. So the fact that they are steamy and like so close in these pictures, you know, everybody was like, wait, hold on, what?
Yeah, right. And she has such a big following, and
oh yeah,
she's so well known. So
oh yeah, yeah. I mean, sense. Every weekend, like starting on Thursdays in Nashville, her store is right by my gym. People line up at the door just to go shop at Uncommon James. Like oh, there are wow. herds of women just waiting in line wow. to go in her store. So this photo shoot, just having him in it alone, is going to be huge for her line that she's promoting. People smart. Are going to be interested. They're going to be like, oh.
Super smart.
Great yeah. clickbait. We're going to go shop the collection.
And didn't she just say that she's ready to date again? She dropped that gem.
There were rumors that she was dating someone from, I can't remember the name of the show. Mm. But it was a really cute guy from another. No, it was from another show. I can't even think of it. But yeah, might as well date again. I saw her not long ago at a Preds game. She's so cute. All right. Nick Viall shares how The Bachelor changed his life in honor of the show's 20-year anniversary. First of all, that's insane that it's been on for 20 years. But he just kind of touches on the fact that the franchise is just huge. What did he even say? How did he even word it?
He just said, I'm pretty sure he just said, yeah, like, of course it changed my life. I was in sales and now I have my own podcast. I bought a home in LA. He does like acting jobs and just like different things in like social media and media. So yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember now, but there was one thing in particular. I was like, yeah, that totally makes sense.
I mean, it's changed.
Yeah, of course it's life changing.
Yeah. Most of our lives.
Honestly, Nick is great. He definitely has navigated this world in such a way, or his after bachelorness, I guess.
Yeah, he didn't start out so great on the show necessarily, but afterwards he's taken full advantage of being able to make it his career. Which
yeah. yeah, he said, I'm not proud of my time on the show, but I'm also not embarrassed or something right. like that is what he said. And yeah, the show definitely portrays people in a certain way. And I think that people learn, and I always say this on the podcast with all the contestants that we have on and all the people who come on after they leave the show or on the show, you just learn so much about yourself and opening your heart and being vulnerable and all these different things and what that looks like. And I think for all of us, it's like the show definitely helps you think about, if you've never thought about being an entrepreneur, it helps you or propels you to go in that direction to work for yourself right. if it's something that you want to do. Not everybody does it. Some people go back to their other jobs or do other things or whatever, or do both. But I think before being on, that's the biggest thing for me. Like, I never thought about being an actual entrepreneur. And like having things like, you know, I always wanted to work for myself as far as like a freelancer. And I was doing that before, but I never thought about being an actual entrepreneur and thinking about how I can influence the world with different things personally, if that makes sense. So, you know, having that freedom, and I think freedom is something that he talks about as well, having the freedom to like navigate certain rooms and doing certain things after being on the show. And Nick was a bachelor. And I just think that even though the show's been on for 20 years, that's still a very like coveted. I mean, what, there's been 26, 27, how many bachelors? There's been 26 bachelors. You know, that's like the 1% of the 1%. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's such a small
game changing.
Yeah, it's such a small number of people who can say I was the Bachelor from this big franchise that so many people know about since it's been on for so long. So I think having that position, if you're Bachelor and or Bachelorette, it's a big deal in how you navigate it. There are certain people who are Bachelorettes and Bachelors who, I mean, look at Jesse, right? Like Jesse Palmer was a Bachelor and now he's hosting it. Like that's so full circle, I guess. How you navigate this world or what you want out of life, I guess, and being clear on that is really important. And some people, you don't have to go back into that world.
Oh, I was going to ask you anyway, what was like the biggest change or whatever from being on the show when you said it? So,
yeah,
same with me being able to work for myself and all that. Okay. All right, to wrap up this segment, we have a special announcement and award, I guess. We haven't really won anything yet, but Clickbait, our podcast, Clickbait with Bachelor Nation, receives a special honor at this year's Webby Awards.
Shut up, Tia. Who said that?
The Webbies.
The Webbies.
They said it. So we technically haven't won anything yet, but...
Well, I don't think we're not up for an award. We're just an honoree. We're an honoree.
But it says Webby Award honoree in podcast for maybe TV and film category.
Maybe
so it's
next
like an
year.
Honor. It's like an honorable mention.
Yeah, and then maybe next year.
Oh, well, at least our name's out there. We appreciate it regardless, Webby.
They said we see y'all.
Yeah, we appreciate the shout out. And, you know, free shout outs.
Yeah, actually, we'll the Webby Awards is kind of like a big deal. It's like the Emmys or the Oscars of the web.
That's cool. It's not a People's Choice Award, but shit, it's a Webby. Yeah.
The podcasts that are up for the award are big, big podcasts. So, it's cool.
Like what?
I looked before just to do the research, and I don't know, I think it's like Jason Bateman's podcast is one of them.
Oh, nice.
Oh yeah, Jason Bateman's podcast. Have you heard his podcast? I heard it's really good.
I love Jason Bateman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've listened to his podcast, but I know it's a big one.
I worked with Jason Bateman once.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I like him.
This Is Where I Leave You. He was a very nice man, but I do think he's a little method, by the way. He was very like, I think he's a little method. Anyways.
Oh, Succession is one of the podcasts that are up for it. Wow. Succession. Oh.
Here's a podcast. A high-end participation trophy.
It's just like a bunch of different categories too.
Let's see.
There's too many. There's a bunch.
Clickbait with Bachelor Nation. Behind the table, The View. Oh, we up there with The View, y'all.
Yeah, that's big time. We'll take it.
Wait, House of Gucci? Oh my gosh, guys, Meditative Story is so good. Have you guys ever heard that?
No.
No.
Oh my gosh, Meditative Story is so good. I've listened to this, but I found this podcast over the pandemic, and it's people telling stories that help you like meditate, like to a story opposed to just like music or whatever. It's so good. Oh, y'all, I hope they win.
Okay. Sorry. So yeah, we're in good company with these nominees, so we will take it.
Yeah, that's really great. Oh, I love that. Okay, well, look, now it's time for my version of a meditative story, the clickbait of the week. okay, guys, so this clickbait of the week, this single woman says if a man doesn't pay during the first date, he doesn't get a second date.
Wow.
This single woman went on a tangent in whatever she was saying in this article. She didn't just leave it there. She just kept going and it was a little too much.
Yeah. So if he doesn't pay the first date, it is an absolute no second date. What do you guys think about that?
Well, what do you think about that?
As a woman, I think it's a little old school. I mean, it's nice and considerate for a man to pay on the first date, but I don't freaking know. Well, I'd rather have good manners.
Wait, is it just... Like, what if he splits it, or is it, it's an absolute no if, like, you have to pay?
No, I think it's if he splits it, anything other than him paying.
Okay.
Anything other than him paying is a no for her. But this is what I would think. I would think that, and I've been on dates with guys like this before, where I'm like, oh, like maybe he doesn't really like maybe it's not a vibe. You know what I mean? I'm always like looking for the guy to show me, like, you know, I'm not like this forward person that's like going to just like grab someone and like grab their face. But I'm always looking for the guy to like show me his interest. So if a guy is like, okay, yeah, like let's split it. And by the way, I always offer on a first date. I always offer to split it.
You at least offer.
I'm never. Yeah. I'm just like, yeah. So the bill's here. What you gonna do about it? You know, like I'm never like that.
You offer in hopes that they're gonna be like, no, well, I'll take it or I'll split it or I'll like,
yes,
I'll pay for this when you get the drink at the next place.
Yeah, the offer is to be polite, but
yes,
You're kind of hoping that he's going to pay for it because it's going to show interest.
Exactly.
Not because you want the free meal, but it just,
right.
if right. you're into him, you're going to think he's more interested if he pays.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So I have had situations where I've been on a date with a guy and he was just like, get out of here. Like, whatever. Most of the time, that's how it is, right? They're like, no, like, I got it. And there are times when the guy's like, okay, you know? And so you think like, oh, like, does it, like, it, then my mind goes, and I'm just being honest, is he cheap or does he not like me?
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, like,
yeah,
how much
sense.
Food and drinks can two people really have? Like, not that much, right? Like,
right.
So I always think about that. But I would, if I liked the guy and he said split, then I would probably go on another date with him just to mm-hmm. see, is he cheap or is he just wants to hang out? Like, what's happening? Or, you know, like, is this just what is this? Now, if I have to pay for it, which this has happened to me once in my life, oh, never again.
Okay, well,
yeah. See, that's just like inconsiderate from the other person.
Okay, but
well, how did that happen? He was just like, "All right, girl, here you go."
He said that he some about his card and his assistant had this, and it was a whole story. I said, "Hold on, shut up."
So what if you're on a date? And it's going, and it's a great day. Like, you're really into him. He's really into you. Couldn't be going any better. You, like, can't wait for the second date. You even might hook up tonight. That's how good it's going. And then he's like, I actually don't. Like, let's say the restaurant doesn't take Apple Pay.
Right.
And he's legit, like, I forgot my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
If it was legit.
But, I mean, you don't know.
Right. Well, this is basically what happened. And I paid for it happily.
My heart would drop.
But in my mind, this is basically what happened. He said he didn't have his wallet, whatever.
I would have Venmo'd you, though.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
There's so many ways to pay someone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
True.
And if you don't, and it was like, okay. And here's the thing. If you didn't get the Venmo, it's like, you know what? Thanks for this. But like next time I'm going to really show her a good time or mm-hmm. do this or do that. Like that was so cool that she did, you know, whatever. Right.
If it was,
like
if he legit didn't have a way to pay, he'd probably be embarrassed too. Like exactly. so embarrassed and offering to do whatever.
It was
he could
the lack of like even like not even the embarrassment. And in my opinion, it was kind of like, oh, and then like he even had these other, and mind you, this man was not, it wasn't like this man was broke. He just didn't have any manners. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I was just thinking to myself, I was like, oh, I can't do this.
What if he was broke?
It could.
What?
Well, yeah. I was like.
What if he was broke?
What if he was
broke? So would you.
If he was broke and didn't have manners? Sorry.
No, what if he had manners, but he was just broke? He was struggling.
Well, then that was, well, then, because here's the thing. It's not about money, right? It's about what you do with it. So then don't ask me to go to dinner on a Friday night or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Let's go for a fucking walk. I love walks.
Yeah, go get coffee.
Let's go for a bike ride. Let's go get coffee.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, so
you know
then
what
you
I
know
mean?
He can't really manage his money.
Exactly. Exactly. So I've done that with, I mean, there are guys that I've dated that were definitely was not wealthy or anything like that. And we had a lot of fun doing a lot of things and they still paid for it. But it was like, let's go for a walk. Let's go get coffee. Mm-hmm. Let's go for this bike ride. Let's go do this. Let's go for this hike. Hikes are free. And I love those. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honey, the things
this
that we're doing
this
at the top
article,
of the mountain.
Though,
let me tell y'all.
this girl in this article that we're talking about, she kind of plays games though. Like she's there, does these tests with men. So
oh,
not
yeah.
just like the not paying on the first date, but she also yes. says if she complains that she's cold and a man doesn't give her his jacket, that's a complete no.
Yeah.
Hard no.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
bitch,
yeah, yeah.
first of all, stop playing games if you want to.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
what are you doing?
Well, she put him through the ringer. Wait, and another thing that she said was, about the Uber, she said that there was a time when she went on a date with a guy. It went great. He called an Uber for himself and she called her Uber and his Uber came
his
first.
His got there first.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to wait for you. And she was like, no, that's okay. And she said, and
to test him.
He got in his Uber. I said, well, you said you was okay, girl.
Yeah, first of all, men need direct responses. They don't understand beating around the bush.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, honestly, in that case, though, like, there are certain men, though, that really will be like, no, you're crazy. I'm going to wait for you
correct.
Or whatever.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. And there's, I mean, listen, there's levels to manners, right? But there's also levels to games. And listen, these men don't have to deal with her with these games either, you know?
Yeah. I'm old school, so I pay and I would.
Or like call her an Uber.
I would wait for that. I would do the whole thing. But, you know, Serena and I were engaged now. So when we went to the People's Choice Awards, uh-huh. I just got this suit. It was, you know, it was a really nice suit. And it was cold in there. And she was like, I know she needs my jacket. And I'm thinking, oh, she's got makeup on. It's going to get all over my new jacket. You got to be kidding. And I think I even told her, I'm like, I really
don't rub your face. Oh
no, I mean, at this point, we're close enough to just say how we feel. And I was like, I really don't want to give you this jacket. Like, I don't want to give it to you. And she's basically like, just give me the jacket. I'm cold. I'm like, fine. And you know what happened? Makeup all over the fucking jacket. And then I had to take it to get it dry cleaned.
But what did she do? Touch her damn face on the sleeve?
Well, because, you know, it was a night where, you know, you get, you know, a lot of makeup for the red person. So, you know, she had some like body stuff on.
Hilarious.
Like,
you know what? Worth the dry cleaning.
Yeah.
It was going to have to get dry cleaned anyway. It's fine. But no, that's really funny. But no, it's levels to it, right? Like, yeah. It's levels to it. Yeah. And I think that it is nice, I think, to know what you're dealing with, but I don't think it should determine how much you're going to date them. Like, I have dated one of the most chivalrous men that I've ever met in my whole entire life. He still was a fucking scumbag.
Doesn't always matter.
Listen, he will call
still
you.
Still cheat on my ass.
He will. So. Yeah, exactly. He still cheated on me. He would call the Uber. He would be waiting for me outside when the Uber got there. He would walk me in. He would do all the things. All the things. But he was still a dirtbag. You know, so
damn. Sometimes it's hard to get both, you know.
Yeah, I'm telling you, honey. I'm telling you.
Should we do the listener questions?
Yes.
We're ready.
Interesting.
I think so. Wait, we have to give our listeners something to take back from this clickbait. What's the takeaway for our listeners for this clickbait? Don't play games. Well, but also just, know what you're working with. Know what you're working with. I think it's okay to test.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to test.
But don't completely discredit someone.
Exactly.
For that.
And also say how you feel. If I say, hey, I'm cold, give me your damn jacket. Don't just say you're cold.
Don't play that like coy shit.
Like Serena did. Yeah, no, just like Serena did.
Exactly. Well, I noticed you have an extra layer. I need it.
If it was our first date, I would have, you know, I wouldn't even have, have questioned it, but.
There you go.
You know, like the old school movies, they put their jacket over a puddle when you're like crossing the street. That's jacket a little
over
the puddle.
Put the Tom Ford over the puddle for me.
That's not happening. You can swim in that fucking puddle. I don't give a fuck. And my jacket is not going in a puddle. Okay. All right.
Oh,
listener,
shit.
Okay.
Listener. Listener questions. Okay. We have questions from you guys, our listeners. We love that you guys send things in. Now it's time for us to answer those questions. So let's get this thing going. All right.
Yay.
We haven't talked about Joe.
Joe. The problem is all these questions are like 15. They all just start with Joe. So I don't know.
Oh my God.
No, but the first one is Joe. How does it feel to officially be a New Yorker? How was the move? Talked about this at the beginning of the podcast. The move was actually very easy. I wouldn't consider myself a New Yorker. I would still consider myself a Chicagoan. If I end up staying here, I'm going to be going back and forth to Chicago and New York. But if I end up staying here for 30 years, then maybe I would consider myself a New Yorker. But I do think that the time needs to match where you live the longest. That's my opinion. Take it, leave it, whatever. Okay. Next. How did the three of you get cast on The Bachelor? Okay. Tia first.
So I was friends with Raven Gates, and she messaged me when she was literally still in Finland at the end of her season and was like, this is so fun. You have to do this. You have to apply. So the next time to apply rolled around, and I did, and I went through all the steps, met with the producers in Nashville, then did the, you know, the final thing in LA, and they were like, all right, you're on.
There you go. But
that's
this
simple.
This is so fun. That's funny. I think it's funny when people categorize it.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was like, you get to drink for 60 days straight. You should try it out.
Do it.
Sign me up.
Natasha.
I got casted because a girlfriend of mine was a producer on the show, and she had been trying to get me on this damn show for 6 years, a year, as long as she was on it. And I was like, I'm not leaving my corporate job to go work. I mean, to go be on the show. I'm not doing it. And then I quit my corporate job, and she was like, well, look, you're not working. So
no excuses.
Can I send an email? And I was like, okay, send the email. Of course, I knew what Bachelor was. I never had watched it, though. And I know a lot of people say that, but like, truly, I never watched it. And so she sent an email, and that was like in June. Nothing happened. Nothing came about. 2 weeks before filming, one producer called me, then another producer called me, and another producer called me, and I was like, oh good, what's happening? And then I got casted probably 3 days before I had to leave. I wore my whole wardrobe. I had no time to like shop or do anything or call anybody or to say help me or nothing. I was very stressful, but I'm a very spontaneous person. I really trusted my friend, and I shouldn't have did that. No, I'm just kidding. And that's how it happened. Yeah.
And here we are today.
Here we are today.
I was walking through Whole Foods. I was actually leaving. Stopped. I've told this story, but
I forgot.
Woman stopped me, handed me a card, said, "The Bachelor, would you ever consider going on?" I honestly thought they were asking me to be The Bachelor. And then it was
you get
pretty
to
much just like
the whole rules.
It was like, send us record a video of yourself for like a few minutes and send it in within a week. And I just didn't do it because I felt too uncomfortable, because I was like,
it was raw,
because I didn't even have social media. I'm like, I'm not doing this. And then they called me like, we didn't get your video. I said, you know, I appreciate, you know, the offer, but I'm gonna pass. And they're like, well, what about a Zoom? So I did a Zoom call.
Wow.
Then they actually, I think they were, I don't know if they were, they came to Chicago. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they were doing like a casting calls or why, but they came to Chicago. They met me, and right when I interviewed in Chicago, they're like, we're going to fly you to LA. So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, I did have to send in pictures to my friend.
Yes.
That was it.
I had to go get pictures taken. I didn't have any like professional photos. I had to have like a friend do photos of me for free. I didn't even know how to submit the video. I didn't know how to upload a video on a laptop to send to them. It was a whole freaking thing.
Social media was so new then too.
Yeah. I had to pull pictures from my Facebook and like crop my ex-boyfriend's out.
And I thought
pictures.
So I was the season after UT, and I thought you were gonna be the Bachelorette.
Oh.
So did I, but I'm glad I wasn't.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be you. To you, what is the craziest thing that ever happened on The Bachelor? Most iconic moment for you.
Okay. Meaning that happened to you or that you saw?
No, just ever.
No, to
on
you.
The show. No, but like to you, in your opinion, what is the craziest thing to ever happen on The Bachelor?
Oh.
At the time on Ben's season, it was crazy that he told JoJo and Lauren that he loved both of them.
Oh.
That was pretty crazy. Memorable.
Yeah. So I didn't watch then. My memory goes from my season and the Paradise seasons that I watched before I went on Paradise and Rachel Lindsay's season. Watching my season back and seeing how, I mean, I hate to beat a dead horse, but just seeing how the whole thing that the love triangle between Hannah Ann and Madison and Peter.
That was crazy.
That was just like, oof. Ouch. And then Mama Barb just going in on finale on AFR. Yeah, that whole thing. Maybe it's just because I was on that season.
No, that was wild.
It was kind of crazy, right?
I hosted a watch party in Nashville, and everyone was watching it like,
yeah, Mama Barb. I was like, yo.
And then he ended up with Kelly, which was like a whole bizarro
thing. Don't get me started.
I'm gonna say because I had a connection to it because I was going on the following season. And I remember I didn't watch the show. I had seen it before, but I didn't watch it. And I just thought it was all, I thought this was scripted and fake. But when Ari broke up with Becca at the Happy Couple House, having been to a Happy Couple House and knowing that that wasn't fake, that's pretty crazy.
And knowing that he could have done it off camera and not like invited the cameras to come.
Yeah, that shit was wild. That's pretty crazy. Wild. Yeah. But because I remember I watched it and thought like the because I was going on the next season and I remember thinking there's no way that's real. Mm-hmm. There's no way.
And then he proposed to Lauren there on the stage.
Guys, can I tell you, I cannot watch that.
Like the next night or whatever.
I'm so close to Becca. And when I tell you, I cannot watch that. Like, I feel like I would be so enraged. I mean, I know what happened, of course.
But we were close with her, knew about the breakup and then had to watch it. And it was still shocking for us to watch.
You know, I can't. I would never watch that. I can't watch it. I'd be so
mad. That shit was wild, dude.
And it's happened so long ago. So I'm like, let's just keep it there. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No.
Clay, like what happened with Clayton? I mean, that was all, it was pretty crazy just because he was just like, I love you. I love you too. It was like, whoa.
Yeah. Like, telling him you love him at the same time and then breaking up with him at the same time. That was kind of crazy too. I mean, maybe because it's so recent, maybe that's why I'm like not putting that in the category, but yeah, that was wild.
All right. Let's keep this thing moving. If any of you were single, would you ever go back to paradise?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I've been there twice. I don't plan on being single again. And even if I was, two times is enough.
It's max. Yeah. Yeah. Natasha, everyone wants to know. This question was basically for you.
Yeah.
Well, so a lot of people that I know, two times, they say two times is a charm. Like that's like, I mean, a lot of people went twice. Mm-hmm. But right now in my life, I can't go back.
Was that your first time to be there?
That was my first time there because, you know, COVID happened.
Yeah, they had the break.
Yeah.
So there was no, So, you know, would I have went right after my season and I was single? Yes. And then maybe would I have went this time? Maybe, you know what I mean? Maybe.
Yes.
But right now, like where I am with trust, I'm still...
Yeah, you don't. Therapist. You don't like so get not. Scorned like that and then go back. You get scorned on like your second time and then you don't go back.
Yeah, I feel like I had three paradises in my first experience. Yeah. So,
Who's gone three times? Has anyone gone three times?
Yeah, I'm sure. I think Bukowski went three times. I think.
And it didn't work.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to start rapid fire in these things. Joe and Natasha, your birthdays are coming up. How are you celebrating?
Joe, go.
Okay. I don't know. Probably just dinner. I like to be low key on my birthday. Unfortunately, Serena ordered my gift to New York and I already got it because when I moved in, the door guy was like, hey, Joe, we got a package for you. And I was like, really? I got a package here? And I look, I'm like, I didn't order this. And then I put two and two together.
So you saw where it was from? Or you opened it?
Yeah, I saw where it was from. She was upset. I didn't open it yet, but I know where it's from.
Oh, well, at least you haven't opened it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When's your actual birthday? April what?
April 12th.
Okay, what's yours, Natasha?
April 13th.
Oh my gosh, back to back. What are your plans?
Back to back, yeah. So I'm going to be in London with two of my close girlfriends. One of them who... I haven't seen since before the pandemic. She moved there with her boyfriend. And I just haven't seen them in a long time. And I said for my birthday, I want to be in Europe. Like I said this last year since I didn't, you know, I was here. I was in Chicago actually last year for my birthday. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to be in Europe. I don't know where. I don't know what. I wanted to be in Paris, but then I'm going to go to Paris after. So yeah, two of my best friends. It's going to be so great. And I'm just really happy to see
Natasha, them. You win. Sorry, Joe, you lose.
Yeah, she does. She's got
How old are you both going to be?
I told Joe, him and Serena should just hop a flight.
Correct.
Hop a flight. Come to Europe for his birthday.
36.
I'm going to be a unicorn.
Fair.
Stop aging at 29.
Which do you prefer, IG or TikTok?
IG only because that's where I work.
Instagram, yeah, but I think I'm gonna ask me this question in a year, and I think I'm gonna say TikTok.
TikTok. I tried, and like you can get people to like your videos, and then you like work so hard to make one, and then nobody sees it. It's really annoying. It's time consuming.
I just as a viewer, Instagram is just more pleasant. Mm-hmm. I feel like TikTok could be a little chaotic. Instagram, yeah. I could sit at, you know, a coffee shop and just kind of scroll.
Right.
Or TikTok, I got to like put headphones in, the whole thing. So, but yeah. I like them both, whatever. All right. What is one fashion trend you rock that you wish you could take back?
I'm going to say nothing.
I feel like everything I wore in high school is not great. I don't know about fashion, but like the thin eyebrows, not good.
Thin eyebrows.
I'm going to say like long shorts, you know, like the shorts that go like way below your knees. Those, I would take those back.
Yeah, not flattering.
I mean, it wasn't a fashion thing, but like when I was younger, I had, I still have long legs, but none of my pants fit me. So I always had like floods. Like,
yes,
always.
Because I didn't make long length in.
But it wasn't on purpose. Like, I didn't, like, I just, right. When I look at pictures now, I'm like, why the hell wasn't I wearing it? I was one of those girls that love wearing dresses. I was not one of those girls. I loved wearing pants, and they never fit me.
Well, because that's all they had. There was one length. There wasn't options. So yep. I had the same issue. All mine were too short.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not cute.
Have any of you seen The Bachelor Live on Stage show? If so, should I buy tickets? Nah,
I'm going
pass
this weekend.
On that one, so,
Joe, what?
Like I'm gonna say, like, oh yeah, pass. Fucking fuck that show.
No. I haven't seen it, and I'm so sad I missed it. I was sick. When they were here in New York, and I'm like so sad because it was also Becca's birthday the next day.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I love Justin, so I'm like, I'm really, really sad that I missed it. I texted her like 30 times and was like, I'm so sad I'm missing it. But I think you should get it because I talked to Andrew after. I haven't caught up with Justin yet. He just finished. Crushed it. Like, they look like, I mean, it looks like it's so much fun.
Yeah, it is.
Me and Taylor are going on Sunday in Atlanta.
Becca's doing a great job, but there's it's a lot of audience participation. So if you go, there's a chance you get pulled on stage.
Yeah, that's so fun. Go for that. Yeah. It's Rodney this week, right? And everyone says he's so much fun. Joe, you've met Rodney.
Yeah, Rodney's great. Rodney's a funny man. He always makes me laugh. Okay. If you could go on any other reality show, which would it be?
Ooh, and why? I mean, I have to say Housewives. I mean, I guess.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Right? Like, I have to say Housewives. Just because it seemed crazy, I would love to go and do, like, I would love to go and like go to, you know how they have like their events, like all their crazy events, and then like they all drama ensues and happens. I'll be like, "Girl, what she say?" No, what? So yeah, I would definitely say Housewives because it seems so chaotic, but it also seems so fabulous. So, Housewives for me.
I don't even watch other reality shows.
Yeah, I don't really watch.
Okay, we got Survivor. We got.
I would do the Kardashians. Like that's the biggest one. So. That's what I want to be on.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't know what I would do on it, but yeah, put me on that one.
They're going to be like, Joe, drive us around. That's all you can do for them.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, true.
Shit.
Tia?
I don't know. Nothing where there's a competition because I was like, ooh, Survivor. Ooh, Big Brother. No, you got to compete. And I don't want to freaking compete on there.
Yeah.
This isn't a reality show, but I would love to go on Shark Tank. I ain't got shit to pitch, but I would love just
Shark
to hang
reality.
Out with it.
Shark Tank is reality. Oh my God.
I love Shark Tank.
Yeah, I love Shark Tank. Shark Tank's addicting.
It's I love Mark Cuban. He cannot tell me anything.
I love Kevin. Kevin is like, what?
He doesn't. He never wavers.
I started
never.
I take back being the driver for the Kardashians. I want to do Shark Tank.
Shark Tank?
I'll pitch on Shark Tank. Like,
pitch your sauce on Shark Tank. Say you need, that you need, and they get, how much is their steak? They get whatever.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get a lot.
They're like, I need 51%. You no longer own the company. Bye.
Let's see. Okay. What would you eat for your last meal on Earth?
Oh, mine's easy. It would be all like Southern food, like fried chicken, fried okra, fried potatoes, cornbread, all the fried stuff.
Cornbread. Mm. Okay. It's going to be my dad's mac and cheese.
That one too.
It's going to be lemon meringue pie and probably like some pineapple. I know that sounds crazy as hell, but these are things that I really like. I love lemon meringue and pineapple. I just don't eat it anymore because there's so much sugar in it, but I love it. And my dad's mac and cheese, I don't eat it anymore because.
God, that sounds so good. I'm freaking hungry and I can't eat shit.
What about you, Joe?
An Italian beef from Johnny's, juicy sweet peppers, french fries.
Oh.
That's the best.
Not Portillo's.
Right.
Mm,
no.
Damn.
No. What are all of your signs and what is your most what is your most sign that characteristic?
Oh, like your Aries. What's your most Aries sign or characteristic? Aries. Okay. Yeah. So I'm an Aries. Joe's
I'm an Aries.
Mm-hmm. My most Aries characteristic, I would say is, like leader. Like, but not leader in the sense of like, follow me, like leader in the sense of like, if I have an idea, nobody can tell me shit. I'm doing it and I don't care. And like, people could try to talk me out of it. And I'm like, no, 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 no. And even if I see all the signs that say, don't go this way, it's the wrong way. I'm like, no, I'm going, bitch, I'm doing it. I think that's a very Aries trait because like, we just have to do things that we feel. What do you think, Joe?
I don't know any of like the characteristics of what an Aries is supposed to be. So,
okay, so I'll tell you guys about Joe since I know Joe pretty well. I would say his most Aries trait is he doesn't like to like what's popular. He doesn't like that. He don't like. He don't care. Well, not that he doesn't like it. He doesn't care about it. He doesn't care about the popular thing. He wants to do his own thing no matter what. Would you say that, Joe?
You like what you like.
So you're saying like I like
So basically if everyone was
there's people like when the iPhone came out, people are like, oh, everyone's got the iPhone, I'm getting an Android. I'm not like that.
No. But if you like the iPhone, then you're going to get the iPhone no matter what. But if you didn't care, then you you just don't care. It's not about being opposite. It's about just like either you care what you care about and you literally don't care about and what the masses are saying, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I care. I agree. I care what I
but you're not anti. No. That's what I would say. I hope I'm explaining that correctly. Like,
that makes sense.
Because my brother's an Aries too, and my sister's an Aries, and I think that is a very much an Aries trait of like. But Joe, you really have it because everyone will be like, "Man, Celsius is the shit," and you're like, "Yeah, like, not really. I like my coffee."
Yeah, that's very true.
I like coffee.
It's such a Aries thing, and I think Joe really has that. He's like I was like, oh, not Portillo's, nah. Like,
yeah, but like, also like the way he says it, you're like not offended by it. You don't have to argue with it. You're just like, okay, cool.
Right. Exactly. What about you, Tia?
I'm a Leo, so I think just like the drama, real dramatic, more dominant, spicy. I think that's about.
Spicy,
dominant, spicy,
kind of bold.
Bold. Yeah. Tell me more.
I also go to bed at 8 p.m., so I don't really know what that is. But
I don't think that's a Leo trait. I feel like Leos be up all night.
Traits before 8 p.m.
Correct. Okay.
We got two more questions. This one: were you guys surprised to see that Anna Redmond and Chris Bukowski are dating? I'm not surprised because I hooked them up.
Oh, so. Yeah. I heard you had something to do with that, you and Serena.
So a surprise, no, but it was interesting, I guess, to see.
So I forgot exactly how it went down, but I think Serena is friends with Anna. So Serena was like on the phone with Anna, and I think she had mentioned like she's sick of being single. don't quote me on this, but I kind of think that's like how it went. And then that night, I met up with a few people to watch whatever game was on. I think there was some sporting event was on. And I met with Chris, and he was talking about I'm sick of being single. I was like, well, yeah, actually, I know somebody who was also sick of being single.
Oh, my God. It was that easy?
It was like that. And I'm like, why don't you text her? And I think I texted Serena. I'm like, hey, I think Chris would be into Anna. And and then that was it.
So then you pulled up. No, wait, let's be honest. You pulled up her Instagram and you was like, this the girl that's sick of being single.
Well, he knew who she was because Chris is from Chicago. She lives in Chicago. He knew like she existed.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, I'm definitely.
So it's
type.
That easy. Listen, look at Joe and Serena out here being matchmakers.
Yeah.
So
I just
got to
call y'all and be like, Joe, Serena, I'm sick of being single.
And I remember too, I was like, Chris, I'm like, do it now. I'm like, text her right now while the kitchen is fucking hot. Because if you wait, she might not respond.
Or she might be with someone else. She might be with someone else.
Perfect timing. You got to take advantage of timing.
Love that.
Oh, that works.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. So I'll be the unpopular. I was surprised. Oh my God. How could they? No.
What?
I'm kidding. I'm so happy for them.
Tia, were you surprised? Or are you just?
Not surprised, but I was like, oh, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah. A new bachelor couple. You never know what you're going
to
see.
You know what's interesting? If he would have went to paradise just one more time, he would have met Anna.
You never know, though, because she came in at the end. If they did, like, the timing is always weird.
That's true.
She's really funny, so I hope he's funny too, or has a good sense of humor because she cracks.
And she was talking to James in Paradise. So if James got that tattoo a few months earlier, you never know.
Maybe.
Okay, last one. We're going to wrap this up. Last one. What is something on your bucket list?
Mile High Club.
Nice.
It's always been on my bucket list.
Before 8 p.m.
Before
8 p.m.
But you've got to do it like on a red eye flight. So it's like dark. But
you got to do it on a red eye flight?
It's just easier, I think, because they expect people to sleep.
It's just those bathrooms are so small.
So small. But I was on a plane recently. That's like too easy. I want to do it on a freaking commercial plane. I was on a flight not long ago that had... It was like an international plane.
Count.
Yeah,
private jet don't count. Why not?
But this was a bigger bathroom on this plane. It was one that had like the little pods in first class, you know. So like the first
Polaris,
class bathroom was
United
big.
Polaris.
It was. I can't remember even what it was, but I was like, how did I get on this plane? It was amazing, and it would be perfect for that.
I know which plane you were on because you probably got on that plane. Oh, never mind.
It was my flight to the photo shoot in LA.
It was from Dallas to LA.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it was incredible.
So
it could be so easy in there.
The people that I know that's a part of the Mile High Club always say Emirates.
What's that?
Emirates.
That's like
first
the
class.
Expensive, yeah.
Oh.
Apparently it is a vibe.
Yeah, but that doesn't count either. If you're
going
to do it, you got to do it on a regular
commercial. Yeah,
it's got to
be like
flight.
The sneaky way where...
I don't got these rules for the Mile High Club. Listen, if you in the air, if you're in the air and you're doing it,
I disagree. You didn't join. The only way you join the Mile High Club is if you do it on a regular commercial flight in a small
Okay, well, listen, our listeners, can y'all tell us, can we settle this? I think if you are above the clouds and you have a climax.
Oh,
you're
shit.
There. You're in it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, what's on your list, Joe? He's like moving to New York, did it.
what's on my bucket list? Oh, you know what? I want to go to, but I want to do it right. I want to go to the F1 races in Monte Carlo.
And Monica.
Monica.
Yeah, Monte Carlo, Monica, whatever. Same shit, right?
Joe, no, Monte Carlo and Monica are different.
Are they? I thought they were the same. Or they're like right next to each other.
They're right next to each other.
Okay.
But they are different.
Yeah, I want to do that, but I want to do it right. It's crazy. Like, I looked it up. Like, if you want to get a hotel that weekend, Like every room's like minimum like $5,000 the night.
So Joe, guess what? I think I'm gonna go this year.
Really?
I think so. I think so. I'm gonna be in Europe, so I think so. But that is something that I've always wanted to do. Not necessarily bucket list, but you should come. You and Serena should come.
She's already saying you should come because she's already going to be there.
You know what?
When is it?
It's not a bucket list thing for me. I don't really have a bucket list.
It's at the end. It's at the end of, it's beginning of
May, I think.
It's at the end of May, beginning of
Taylor watches June. All that stuff.
Yeah. End of May.
Really?
Monica, I mean, you said it right, like doing it right. I would say that like, bucket list. I mean, yeah, the only thing that's on mine is just, I guess, places to go, sort of similar. Yeah. I definitely want to write a book at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And also the Maldives. I like really want to go to the Maldives. So yeah, I would say those two things, I guess, are like, but I look at my bucket list as goals.
Yeah. Same. You know? Like, I look at bucket lists like I don't consider myself having a bucket list, but like that's one of the things. I really want to go to this restaurant called Noma in Copenhagen.
It's like goals.
But
that's still
technically bucket list because it's not, it's like you have to go to a different country.
You got to go to a different country. You have to you have to really plan it and do it. Yeah, I would agree. I would totally agree. I really think that I know people who are like, I want to climb Kilimanjaro. And I'm like, yeah, like, I don't want to do that.
No, sure no. Sure shit no. Bungee jumping, absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, bungee jumping or like, you know, these daring things. Like, I'm like, yeah, nah.
I'd like to go to Bora Bora and stay in a hut over the water. Thank you.
I'll climb the stairs at the gym. Okay. That's what I'm climbing. Yeah, I know. Okay. All right. I think that wraps up the listener questions. Thank you guys so much for sending them in. But yeah, that's it. And that's honestly, I think we're pretty much done with this podcast. We talked for quite some time.
We did.
I like this podcast.
How do you guys feel? Is everybody good?
Yeah, we're good. We didn't get to talk about a guest because it was us. We went on some tangents.
This is us.
We made it.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you get to go to the Webby Awards, are you going to go?
No, I'm not going to any more award shows. After People's Choice Awards, I'm done.
Yeah, no. You mad?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You mad, huh?
No. Would I go to the Webby Awards? Probably not.
I would go. I'm not going to be here, but I would go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, guys, I love this podcast. I'm so glad that we had it. And there's great. That's the great thing about having three hosts, because we don't necessarily need a guest sometimes.
Yeah, we
guys are so interesting. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we can all just talk out the side of our heads and it's fantastic.
Tia, when are you coming to New York?
I don't know. I need to do.
She's
got to
kick the food
poisoning
or the flu, whatever she's got first.
Yeah, Joe was talking about that freaking sandwich with fries, and it just really made my stomach growl.
Oof.
Well, I love our fan questions. Keep them coming, guys.
All right. Thank you so much to our listeners for being here today.
Yes, and as always, make sure to subscribe and submit all your questions. Hopefully, we do this again in the next few months. Thank you guys so much. Make sure to check us out. Like, comment, DM us, ClickbaitBN on Instagram. All our links to all our social media accounts are right there on that page.
And share your stories with us. We want to know what clickbait you guys are looking at. Clickbait is available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen. You can listen ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app. I will see you guys next week.